In 2018, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court will review two Pittsburgh ordinances that would affect local workers if upheld. So far, the city has lost to business groups in the lower courts. 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring reports.
The Paid Sick Days Act would require businesses to give employees an hour of paid sick leave for every 35 hours worked, with some exceptions. City Council member Corey O'Connor sponsored the legislation, and he says it's meant to protect public health, which the city is allowed to regulate.
If somebody's really ill, you know, and you come into work, you know, you might not, you don't want to get other people sick.
Paid sick leave is also better for employers, O'Connor contends, because it improves conditions for workers and thus results in lower turnover. But Melissa Bova with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association, which brought the suit along with five local businesses, says the ordinance is simply illegal.
This is just a matter of law. We did not file suit because we don't care about our employees. We filed suit because we feel that the city of Pittsburgh overstepped its legal authority.
So far, the courts have agreed with Bova. Before reaching the state Supreme Court, the city lost at trial and on its first appeal in the Commonwealth Court. While that court calls paid sick leave a laudable goal, it says that the city can't force businesses to offer it. The same rule, the court says, also applies to a second Pittsburgh ordinance headed to the state's highest court. That statute would place new training requirements on security workers in many of the city's buildings. The only way the city's actions could be legal, according to the Commonwealth Court, would be for the state legislature to broaden municipalities' authority to regulate business. I'm Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.